Well, good morning, Chris here on News Talk ZB. Let's catch up with New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who has been in Christchurch. He's made some interesting comments about the rebuild of this city, or perhaps the lack of progress, and the stadium issue too. Winston Peters, good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Good morning.
Nice to be back on the program. Let's touch off some important analysis first. I mean, you're in Christchurch every few months. You see what's going on. Perception is everything. Give me your interpretation of the progress or otherwise when it comes to the rebuild of Christchurch.
Look, it's very hard to escape when you look at what was promised and all of the discussions and commitments being made, that everything in Christchurch is on a go slow or delay or sometime in the distant future. If you go from the convention centre, well, it was 2017, then 18, then 19. Now 2020, that's 3 years late. The cost-sharing agreement, you recall, referred to the Metro Sports Facility, meant to be open last year. The City Council Central Library, well, what's happened with that? You got the courts, well, again, that was starved of money, so that's been in on delay as well. And it just seems to go from one to the other, and now the multi-purpose conversation about a multi-purpose indoor arena. Well, exactly what's happening there and when, and whatever they've got in mind, it won't be completed until 2022. And that's one long, long time away from the earthquakes.
I think the people of Christchurch deserve better. I think the people of Christchurch deserve a faster rebuild. They're not getting that. And the concern I have, Mr. Peters, is that there's an entire industry based in government and local government of agencies that are self-fulfilling prophecies where they do absolutely nothing but have little wee so-called community engagement meetings and colouring competitions for children to have their so-called say in the city. There's no meaningful action. Let me give you some examples. We have got the Otakaro Network. We've got Development Christchurch. We've got what else? Regenerate Christchurch. We've got the Christchurch City Council. We've got the Christchurch Development Corporation. We've got Christchurch Tourism NZ or whatever they call it. We've got so many agencies all clipping the ticket along the way, but it seems no meaningful action. What's your take on that?
Well, it reminds me of Oscar Wilde's The Happy Prince. You've got every bureaucrat in the whole country and politicians making all sorts of statements and getting involved in what you might call paralysis by analysis.
Absolutely. Good work. Good word. Yep.
The consequence of that is what you get at the moment. And what you've got at the moment is an inordinate delay when, alongside that, you look at crisis in Japan and elsewhere, where they sit to and turn things around as fast as they possibly could, working, I might add, 7 days a week. Now, to do it, you had to have far greater sense of urgency and unction. And the moment I first went there, I'm not being as critical from the outside, I can tell you we're a big country and a lot of things to look at, and I thought these people were on top of it. But you cannot have a list of delays and lack of progress like that and not be saying somebody or a collection of people have just not done their duty by the people of Christchurch or Canterbury, for that matter.
I want to bring you back to that saying you said. It's very important. I've used that before myself, paralysis of analysis. And it seems we have that constantly. And let me give you another clear example. You know, the council wanted to have a report about how options to consider, about how to consider bringing Lancaster Park down. It is remarkable. It's a poisonous culture that needs to change, but it doesn't change. And one could blame back potentially the government for allowing all this bureaucratic bullshit, excuse my language, to start in the first place.
Well, you're precisely right. But let me just say this here, that what you've got here is the word consultation in New Zealand is now being used as the reason why we haven't done anything, or we're consulting, as though the community is filled with engineers, all of whom know what has got to happen here, or town planners. So consultation has become an excuse for doing nothing, and it's got the bureaucracy and politicians off avoiding the public sort of transparency on the matter. And it's really very, very, very bad. It's highly expensive as well.
It is. If you retain your seat in government, what are you going to do to try and push to get the rebuild sped up? What can we realistically change when it comes to the paralysis of analysis inside local governments, agencies?
I think you've got to come along to the local council and the mayor and sit down and say, look, we are not going to sit by here and take all the flack while nothing happens. So we want to sort this matter out. We want to sort it out now, and it's a matter of funding. We've got the capacity to raise loans offshore to get this job done and get it done now. I mean, you have lost a lot down there because before the earthquakes, you had one quarter of this country's convention center business. As a result of doing nothing, you got 9% now. Now, that's a massive loss annually to the city of Christchurch. And if we'd have gotten and got the money, got the loans and got things started, we'd be making money out of it now, not losing like we are at the moment.
Let's turn our attention now to the coveted stadium issue. Once again, they're having a think about it, as they like to, whoever is involved in this, the Crown and the government, the council to some respects. You've made an interesting proposal yesterday. Background that for us, say timber structure. Where did you get this idea from?
Well, I got it from the fact that so much of what happened in Christchurch and Wellington recently was a consequence of the building material being used not being as good in an earthquake as wood is. If you look at the biggest wooden building in the southern hemisphere, it's just across the road from where I'm sitting now. It's the old Parliament building, and they've had earthquakes here and what have you, and that building is as sound as it ever was. It is a world model, and Bob Jones, late in his life, has discovered that actually timber is a tremendous commodity in earthquakes. It's far more flexible, and it has the capacity to survive an earthquake far more than many of the materials we're using now. And whilst I'm at it, all around the South Island you've got materials that have been used in buildings such as timber roof, court and what have you, that are now going to cost us a lot of money to either do up or not to do anything with it at all. Back to my point here. It's on the road talking about the court. But my point really is timber is a tremendous commodity. We actually grow this stuff. We grow it better and faster than anybody else in the world, in any other country, and we're not using it. And he's building the highest office buildings in the world out of wood here in Wellington. And I went to the launch of that, and I thought, actually, he's onto something real big. Now, here's the point. When you talk about the multi-purpose facility for Christchurch, what we don't want is another Eden Park or anything that is like Eden Park. And we want something better than what Dunedin's got, because whilst Dunedin has done very well, nevertheless, they didn't grasp the idea that a sports complex these days is a 24/7 money-raising business that occasionally has an entertainment or sporting event happen in it.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because the difficulty that many people have, many pundits, I even heard on ZB last night, the trouble is stadiums worldwide simply don't make money unless it's the LA stadium, I suspect. They are, by and large, white elephants. Politicians love to turn up to events and clip the ticket and cut the red ribbon to say, look at this monstrosity, but they don't make money. So how do we make sure that the Christchurch so-called coveted stadium is a money-making venture? Because, interesting enough, all the private developers have pulled out. They've seen there's nothing in it for them.
Yeah, I know, but because there's not the planning answer. And look, it's already signaled for you in Christchurch. If you look at what happened to the race course in Christchurch, the first thing they did was significantly lease out a proportion of land at that course to be paying money 24/7. You have a look at it. That's the way the world should be going on sports stadiums. It's, in short, you build a multifaceted business complex with all sorts of activities going on around the whole thing, and big in the center of the CBD of Christchurch. That's your great advantage. And on some occasions, you have a sporting event. There is a facility in Paris, which when you look at it, it looks like it's made of a lawn. It's just all grass. It's a big, huge square. But when you get inside this thing, you see they have motocross, they have this, that, operas, the full 100 yards. That is a multifaceted event which is making money 24/7. And Christchurch, if it plans that, then it can seriously start very, very soon on that. But the second proviso I said is, you've got to build it. If you build out of wood, my party will be fair to go 50% higher than what any other party was in supporting the funding of it. I think if you look at the wealth creation of Christchurch and its hinterland, it's justified hugely, and justified more than an Auckland convention centre was, which this government fell over for in terms of foreign interest to provide the facilitation and money for.
Didn't they just? Mr. Peters, just finally, you've made some comments too on the so-called future of the Christchurch Cathedral. Of course, it looks like to me they've seen the writing on the wall. They know there'll be escalating costs if they're to rebuild this thing themselves. They want to wash their hands from it. They want to give it to the so-called people of New Zealand. What's your reaction and your thoughts to that?
Well, I wish they'd have come to that conclusion a long time ago. That's the third option that they're going to be looking at in September. I wish they'd have gone to that decision a long time ago and passed the money over, because the insurance is tied to the rebuild, not for any other purpose, and set out to do it, because it's not just about... I've heard all the arguments. So you go online, you make a statement, and everybody hits the Facebook and tweeting, going wild about what it means. It doesn't mean that you back a religion. It doesn't mean that you're backing a church. You're actually backing an institution, which is... If people are coming through this country, and if you went to them and said, Lordy, what are your 50 famous memories of New Zealand? They've been to Christchurch. That's one of them. So it's a far bigger statement than people think.
Yeah, oh, that's true. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate you being on the program at short notice. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.